Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast Movies, where we talk about movies and interview celebrities. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com, and today I have an interview I did with director Miguel Arteta from the movie Beatrice at Dinner. Oscar nominee Selma Hayek and John Lithgow lead an all-star cast in Beatrice at Dinner, now on digital HD and DVD. The provocative and sharply hilarious film about characters from vastly different socio-political backgrounds colliding over dinner is written by Mike White and directed by Arteta.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for the interview.
Okay, no problem. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very, very artistic, very complex. What message are you hoping people get from this movie?
I really want the movie to be a fun ride for people, entertaining and funny, and then I hope it makes them think as well. And it makes them think about, you know, how can we live more aligned with our best values, you know. So I hope it makes people reflect on what their priorities are and how difficult it is for all of us to live.
Yeah, definitely some parts of this movie made me feel kind of uncomfortable, even though they were supposed to be funny. And I think it's a good thing because it helps us think about why they're making us uncomfortable. Was it your intention to have that happen? And how do you hope people continue the thought process after they watch this movie?
I hope it stays with them, you know, like we definitely tried to give it a surprising ending in that we didn't want to wrap things so up in any, you know, neat bow or give that bogus ending. We wanted to give an ending that just surprised people and sort of made the movie stay with them, you know. So I hope the movie stays with you and makes you think about how we live in a consumer society where someone who cares as purely as Beatrice does almost feels like they have no place to live.
That ending was very surprising to me, and I really enjoyed the fact that it doesn't wrap things up nicely. It leaves it up to interpretation. How do you interpret this ending? What do you how did you hope that this ending gets?
For the ending of the movie?
Yes.
For me, you know, Beatrice yearns to go to an impossible place, you know, like most of immigrants, we all yearn to go to an impossible place, but, you know, because if we go back, where we came from is not where we came from, things have changed, and the idea was to send her to this impossible place, where it's more of a natural place, you know, where humanity hasn't ruined everything.
I'm sure you've heard this a lot, but this is definitely Selma Hayek like we've never seen her. What made you want Selma Hayek for the role of Beatrice?
Selma obviously is really known for her glamour and beauty. She's also known for her humor. She's really, really funny, and that gets put to great use often. But, you know, the situation of Beatrice of the movie is funny, and the character of Beatrice did not demand humor, but it demanded other qualities that Selma has that don't get it highlighted usually. You know, she has great compassion, she has great intelligence, and she's able to speak truth to power without fear. And so we wanted those qualities to come to the surface. You know, that's what we had her without makeup and with a strange hairdo and pants, and have you concentrate more on, like, her heart. And her heart is definitely in the right place, and we wanted to just expose it. And she had the courage to, you know, let it just be exposed, which a lot of actors have fear to do that. It's a quiet performance, but it's a performance that, you know, where we demanded her to be very present and very feeling things deeply without showing it in any obvious way. And we kept the camera close to her so that as an audience member you can feel that turmoil that's going on inside. And I'm glad that you say that this is her in a way we've never seen her. I feel like not only is her role unusual, but I think she also delivered
definitely. And then you contrasted her with John Lithgow, who's just a powerhouse on his own. What was it like working with both of them on creating all this and having them play off each other the way they did?
You know, they had chemistry. John Lithgow and Selma had chemistry. The first thing that we did on the first day of rehearsal was rehearse a scene where they have to be physical with each other in a violent way. And it was amazing. Like, they had immediate chemistry. So I was very lucky. And John Lithgow, obviously, you know, he's an incredible, incredible actor. And I was very lucky to have him represent this guy who obviously is a... He's not a good person. He's somebody who is, like, lethally abusing power and abusing people who are less lucky than him. And, but he managed, John Lithgow managed to bring, you know, a beating heart to it and a charm and an argument and a reason. He explains how he rationalizes it in a way that is really compelling. I was very lucky to have such a good actor be able to make a case for such a horrible character.
Now that Beatrice at Dinner is coming to Home Entertainment, what's up for you next?
You know, I'm focusing on hoping to get Salma Hayek a campaign for an Oscar nomination. I really am proud of her. I feel like she deserves that. That's my main focus this fall. I'm going to be doing an episode of Room 104 for the Glass Brothers, and they also produce an independent movie that I'm finishing called Dark Water with Alia Shaka. And I wrote the movie, and it stars a Spanish actress who's fantastic. Her name is Laia Costa, and I'm really proud of that movie. So we're finishing that and hope to go to some festivals with it.
Beatrice at Dinner is available now on digital HD, DVD, and on demand. Check out more of my stuff here on audioboom.com/channels/dysfunctional and subscribe to Dysfunctional Podcast on iTunes. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.